do either of you gentlemen regret any particular things you, policies you adopted, or is there anything you feel you would have done differently in retrospect?
Well, you see, the difficulty with that question is knowing what we knew at the time. See, if we knew everything that we know now at the beginning, we would have been tougher at some places, stopped certain things, ignored other things that we did something about as a whole. But we didn't have we didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. We didn't have access. We didn't have people at all the all these meetings and so on. We had to guess what was going on.
Remember that, okay, AMRC had been a target of demonstrations for at least a year.
Yeah, but you couldn't fill that building up with security people and, sensitive alarms and things of that nature. They just moved, because if that were the case, they'd pick another target.
There were over 300 mm-hmm. buildings.
So,
yeah.
As a last resort, they, well, we should go call on the chancellor. If he wasn't home, the president. So, the list of targets just goes improbable and impossible to calculate.
Was it unthinkable to you to give in to the demands of the protesters? What was it, to remove it from campus?
Mm-hmm.
To remove it from campus?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's certain, some people you can't deal with. If you, collective bargaining only works in negotiations if both parties want the enterprise to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But if one of them wants to tear it down, let's bargain with the TAs, you couldn't bargain with them. They wouldn't abide by anything. It's impossible, because they're going to, the most active ones and leaders are going to be leaving next year, but they do it at no cost. It's very hard to bargain with people for whom it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you bargain with the guys in the factory, they want the factory to stay there. So they're not going to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some radical cells in the auto workers. They just put some stuff in the gears and so on now and then. But by and large, you want the enterprise to survive. But we were dealing with people who didn't, and I realized that. So making concessions to them. I had so many people explain to me, if I just give in on this issue or that issue.
Were you in accord with that tough line?
Well, I don't think it was a tough line. I called it reasonable. Same thing, they're still debating the placement interviews here. Why should the CIA, recruit on campus?
Yes.
Why are they any different, for the recruitment for that principal than the General Electric, the Dow Chemical, the Honeywell people, and you go on and on and on.
90% of the students by 1970 were against the war in Vietnam. But that didn't justify, in my mind, trying to destroy the one place where they could be free to talk about and discuss it and argue. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's what these people were doing. Some of them were just thugs. They were antisocial in the sense that they loved mankind, but they're going to save him by a revolution where they take over and run it.